Hello and welcome. In this episode, you will listen to how I use mostly pentatonic materials to compose a track. And before I forget, make sure to check out the description of the episode where you will find supporting links for what I'll be discussing here. These will direct you to the Beyond Music Theory blog where you can read all about it. So, the choices regarding the used material will always depend on where the music takes me, which in the end has to sound good and fulfilling. If it sounds good to you, then it's good. There are no rules to this, so here's how I gathered the pentatonic materials. I started out with a melodic fragment from A minor pentatonic, and this is from where many of the music materials came from. The supporting chord structure is derived from the notes in the actual melodic fragment, meaning that I took the notes in this fragment and rearranged them harmonically. Here's how it sounds in context. After that, I harmonized the A minor pentatonic scale. But because you can make whatever pentatonic scale you want, I chose other ones for contrast and harmonized them as well. These pentatonic scales are all centered in A, but they are based on mode subsets like A Aeolian, A Locrian, and A Lydian flat 7. So, all the harmonic material or chord progressions that you can hear in the final music is derived from these scales. And after some feeling around, I used these chords to harmonize a guitar feel that was made from that initial melodic fragment that is now transposed in descending fifths. It is executed by the electric guitar, but at a different speed. Many of the chords derived from the scale's harmonization are suspended chords, which can be seen as inversions of chords built in fourths or fifths. Taking that in consideration, I decided to use those intervals and build a melodic succession of fourths and fifths starting from C. When the pitches are put in order, you get the D-flat major scale after stacking fourths. And D major if stacking fifths. And now, the melody based on fourths and fifths that I put together and how it turned out in the song. And for variety's sake, I decided to have some polychord structures originated from D flat and D major to create some extra tension later on, if needed. And now, we are back to the melodic fragment. As said, when you group the melody pitches, you will get a G-sus2 chord with the notes G, A, and D. What I did next was to harmonize each individual melodic pitch using chords in fourths, and then use the contrasting harmony from the A Locrian pentatonic subset. And here is the guitar solo I ended up recording over this chord progression idea. There is a lot more material that could be squeezed out of this, but it would be unrealistic to think that we would use everything in a single track. Anyway, I hope that this inspires and excites you to revisit your pentatonic materials and come up with different approaches to your music. I will now leave you with the full track. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Happy composing!